taking something at the verge of discovery, let's say something out of a laboratory.
That's Children's Mercy Hospital's Greg Kearns.
And getting that very quickly into some type of product, some package, some decision that could influence the care and treatment of an individual.
It could be something like bone cement.
And on that end, we have the biomaterials where we can make things like dental amalgam.
Dr. Linda Bonewald leads a tour through her lab at the UMKC School of Dentistry. She's developing a bone cement for use in prosthetic surgery. It's designed to replace a decades-old cement that doesn't always work well. Yeah, Bonewald is her real name. The cement has been tested on rats and pigs, and next...
What I'm hoping personally is that we will establish the Translational Medicine Institute to help get this into humans much quicker than it would take us otherwise.
A lot of what's now called translational medicine has always been the focus of drug and medical device research. They spend billions and billions to create medical products to sell. But other medical research funding, especially on the public side, has gone for basic, not applied research. This doesn't always lead to practical medical treatments.
We're extremely good at curing cancer in mice, and not so good at curing cancer in human beings.
That's former National Institutes of Health Director Elias Zerhouni being interviewed a few years ago. The focus of the NIH has been shifting in the last decade toward translational research. Children's Mercy Dr. Kathy Goggin says this is due to increased scrutiny from the agency's budget makers in Congress.
A lot of this grew out of the National Institutes of Health really being asked over and over again, what are your dollars doing to benefit my constituents? And Congress really holding them to task.
If Jackson County passes the half-cent tax, Children's Mercy, St. Luke's Hospital, and the UMKC School of Medicine would divide the funds. They've promised this will create jobs, but voters still wonder how much translational medicine will actually do for the public. This is part of a larger conversation that's been taking place in the medical community worldwide.
My name is Stephen Wolf. I'm director of the Center on Society and Health at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Dr. Wolf has written about the debate for the Journal of the American Medical Association. On one side, there's developing and testing new drugs, techniques, and devices, and on the other side...
The other kind of translational medicine is closing the gap between what we know ought to be done in the care of patients and what is actually being done.
According to Dr. Wolf, patients in the U.S. only get about half of the treatments they should. Many translational medicine programs are created to change that through community engagement, education, and changes in the way medicine is practiced. But this end of translational medicine is a lot less profitable than making drugs or devices, and it receives less funding.
Doing a better job of getting patients to receive the care they need is less a profit center.
Kansas City's medical research proposal does include public health funding. It earmarks 10% of the tax funds to serve as grant money for local organizations, and at least 20% of the earnings from any products created would pay for local health initiatives. Supporters of the Jackson County research tax say the public would also benefit from the health research, but advocates of the public health approach to translational medicine say that the greater population would get a lot more from putting that same money into public health.
We've done studies on this and shown that these marginal improvements that we get by developing a new generation of lipid-lowering drugs or blood pressure medicines has some benefit on health. But if you took the older medicine and just did a better job of giving it to everybody who needed it, you'd save many more lives than you do by developing the fancier medicine.
Today, translational research centers and training programs are part of many medical institutions. In Kansas City, translational work is being done as part of KU Med's Frontiers program and the Stowers Institute's Biomed Valley. And depending on voters, we may see more of it on Hospital Hill. I'm Alex Smith, KCUR News.